Now, has anyone received a Christmas present at all? Yes. Yes, you have. Have you brought it with you by any chance?
No, I've eaten it.
You've eaten it? Oh, so in a way you have brought it with you. What was it, may I ask?
Bars of chocolate. I've only eaten one.
Chocolate. One bar of chocolate. The breakfast of champions on Christmas Day. Yes. Anybody else any good presents? Oh, wow. Look at this. It is a digger, is it? Yeah. And it moved. Came from Father Christmas, did it? Okay. Excellent. Fantastic. I'm not getting myself in the papers this year. Anybody else? Marcus, you're... Okay, a car. Fantastic. So... Oh, really? Fantastic. Five cars altogether. Brilliant. Great. Anybody else? Oh, Jonathan Austin has got a sensible new coat. Very good. Very useful. Anybody else? Oh, and Shirley Austin's got a new dress that she's wearing. Well done, Shirley. Yes, Matthew's got a very cool new pullover. And now, is this a Barbie? Barbie is all the rage, isn't it? Film of the year. Fantastic. And what do you call a pink? Is it just a coat or?
A coat.
Coat, fantastic. Very fluffy pink coat. Brilliant. So I, as I say, have received a lighter, which we're considering putting on expenses, but also this short scarf. Now, some of you will know that I am Welsh. There's no any Scottish people in today, are there? I mean, I think basically all tartan is more or less made up, isn't it? But I'm pretty confident that this so-called Lloyd tartan, they probably saw my little sister coming, made in Wales, apparently traditional Lloyd tartan, probably invented a few months ago, but there we are, no doubt I'm grateful for that. Anyway, it's lovely to have presents, isn't it? Even better, of course, to have the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest present of all, and our next reading speaks about him. How he came from heaven to earth for us, was born as a baby, taking our nature upon himself, and how he gave himself even to die on the cross for us. So we're going to have our first Bible reading now, read by Shirley.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. So again, to have our second reading now, I think, Barbara, are you reading for us? Were you expecting that? Okay, maybe. Is anybody else expecting to read? Barbara, fantastic. If you're happy to, great. So it is a well-known passage, the account of the birth of Jesus and the shepherds from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. Thank you. I was meant to leave you standing for that too, but I'll let you off if you're okay with that. You have a rest, sit down. Is that okay? Yeah, sorry. Great.
Okay. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which was just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much to you, Barbara. Now, could we have the first slide up, please? I don't know how you're feeling, how you've been feeling. Christmas, it can be a bit of a difficult time, can't it? It can be an emotional roller coaster. There can be great highs and great lows. Maybe, if you're a mum, you've been preparing for Christmas for months and months and months. Maybe, if you're the chef at home, you feel terrible pressure about the perfect Christmas lunch. Will everything all be ready at time and before bedtime? And will it all be perfect? It's quite hard, isn't it? Will they like their presents? Maybe you got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you're already quite tired and you've been overexcited for so long. I think Christmas can often be quite hard and difficult. There can be real highs and lows to it. Perhaps you can think back to the best and the worst Christmas. Brussels sprouts. Do they count as a low of Christmas? Maybe. Some people love them. Maybe you can remember the sublime bread sauce. Maybe the best Christmas ever, where mum and dad surprised you with that car or house. Or it's an idea, isn't it? Or the worst Christmas, where you've got three books that were all the same, that you already had and that you didn't want. Anyway, I'm going to ask you to do something very un-British now and just take a moment to talk to those around you, perhaps about Christmas highs and lows, best and worst. It may be that you remember a particularly painful, traumatic Christmas. Don't feel you have to talk about that if you don't want to, but if there is the time when you lost a child for a while at the Christmas tree farm, that might make a great story to share with your neighbour now. Go! Contributions from the floor. I know you've got to go home soon to make lunch, so if you could stop talking now, we'll let you out eventually. So, anyone want to share a Christmas high or low? There was a year when we had a really bad power cut for ages, and we were wondering where we could cook the turkey. I think the church rooms might have been the venue. Yeah.
Yeah, I drove to Bedford to go and forgot the turkey, which I was going to get from the
blessing. Oh, that's an awful embarrassing. Did you hear that? So Ashton was meant to be bringing the turkey to Bedford and forgot. So did you go back, or?
No.
Was it nut roast for lunch, or? Oh, well done. Okay, save the day by fighting in supermarkets. Anyone else, a Christmas high or low? Ah, it comes from Austin. Yes, yes. Or think back to those COVID restrictions. There's some pretty low Christmases, weren't there? Yes. Fantastic, yes. Stuart was saying, major surgery this year, great book. So perhaps many of us can, you know, think of real highs and lows of Christmas, perhaps loved ones we've lost, perhaps meeting up with family we haven't seen for ages. So it can be a very moving, important time, can't it? And in the Bible, lots of highs and lows, lots of highs and lows in the Nativity story. And maybe if our Christmas is sometimes difficult and messy, it might reassure us that the first Christmas was also somewhat difficult and messy. It wasn't all perfect and lovely. I want to think with you today briefly about three Christmas lows from the second reading that we had. So we just have the next one up. And the first one is Caesar, the Roman Emperor Augustus, bossing everyone around. He thought he was ever so important, and he decided on a terrible, terrible idea, more tax. Oh, sorry for getting political at Christmas. Anyway, and he said everybody had to go back to their hometown to be registered to be taxed. Oh, pretty terrible Christmas present for them, wasn't it? Well, think of what we might euphemistically call the difficult, strange circumstances of Jesus' birth. Remember that Mary wasn't married, and yet she was going to have this baby. Did she have to have a tricky conversation with Joseph about that? What did their family and friends say? Was there gossip in the rest of the village? And then there was this journey to Bethlehem they had to make. We don't know how pregnant Mary was, but it's probably not very easy to walk, what, 100 miles? And then to get there, Joseph, he hadn't been online, he'd forgotten to check Premier Inn or Travel Lodge, no room at the inn. Jesus had to be laid in a manger, not the beautiful cradle perhaps they'd hoped for. So the difficult, strange circumstances of Jesus' birth. And think of those shepherds. I don't know how they felt about being out there on that cold hillside. They were literally outsiders, weren't they? Maybe they were a bit smelly, certainly doing hard work. Maybe they felt a bit low and miserable that first Christmas Eve, or whenever exactly it was. Christmas lows, but maybe we can rethink them as Christmas highs. Let's have the next slide up, you see. Because although Caesar was bossing everyone around, it's really God who is in charge. You see, hundreds of years ago, the Bible had said, the prophets had said, that the Messiah was going to be born in Bethlehem, great King David's city. But Mary and Joseph, they lived in Nazareth. So somehow God had to get Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem. What better way than Caesar and his decree that all the world should be taxed? So Caesar thought he was ever so important. He was top dog. He was in charge. But it just reminds us that God is in charge. God is secretly working out his plans and purposes. It's God's word which prevails and is being fulfilled. And think of those difficult circumstances of Jesus' birth. They point to his identity, don't they? That Jesus was very special. That he was to be born of a virgin, the son of God himself, born, as we said, in Bethlehem, come to be our saviour, sharing our ordinary, often difficult circumstances. And think of those smelly outsiders on the night shift. They too were invited in. It wasn't just wise men and kings and important people. It was ordinary people like you and me who could go and check out the good news about Jesus and find him to be the saviour that they needed. He was born, they're told, for them. A saviour has been born to you, who is Christ the Lord. Born for everyone. The rich and important, the unimportant and smelly and outsiders too. God includes them. God invites us in. So Christmas is often a time of highs and lows. And in a way that is appropriate. Let's have the last slide, because what is the essence of Christmas? It is that God Most High has come down to the womb of the Virgin Mary, to the manger in Bethlehem. God Most High had a lowly birth for you and for me. In fact, he would go ultimately from the throne of heaven to the cross of Calvary for you and for me. Christmas is about God Most High come down. Jesus is the down-to-earth God for you and for me. Let's pray together. Our Father, whatever sort of Christmas we have this year, even if we face difficulty and mess and pain, give us the eyes of faith to see hope and joy in the message of Christmas, we pray. Thank you that you loved us so much that Jesus would come down from on high to have a lowly birth for us. Thank you that you invite us in. Help us to welcome this baby and to receive him by faith for his great name's sake. Amen.